This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wasallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. Fa ma ba'du. Now, brothers and sisters, somebody asked me to speak to some college students about so-called secrets of success in life. I say so-called because nothing is secret, everything is public. It's just that some people just don't get it. Like some people don't get what's in the face. Right? Not because it's secret. Because most of the time you don't want to see it. So for those of you who want to know this secret of success, let me share it with you. It's very simple. I want you to remember three letters. Three letters. I, A, and D. I, A, D. I stands for investment. A stands for abundance, and D stands for discipline. Investment mindset, a mindset of abundance, and A, the ability to discipline yourself, IAD. In the words of Vincent Lombardi, who was the great coach of the Chicago Green Bay Packers, the team. He's a wonderful coach, wonderful quotes from him. One of his quotes which I love the most, he says, the only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. And that's the truest word ever spoken. So three things. Investment mindset. Just think in terms of your life. Think in terms of anything. If you want to get something, you have to give something. This is the rule Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made. If you want to get something, you have to give something. If you want a good harvest, you have to plant the seed. Without planting the seed, and before planting the seed, tilling the field, cleaning it of all kinds of toxic substances and insects and pathogens, right? Making the soil friable and smooth, then making arrangements for irrigation and so on and so on and so on. All that is required for agriculture and then planting the seed. If you don't do all of this, you will not get a harvest. You will not get a harvest. You say, no, I'm going to go and on this field, I will pray tahajjud every day. You can pray tahajjud until where you make sajda become the hole in the ground, nothing will happen. Illa mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring water out of a rock. Allah told us He brought water out of a rock. But that is the will of Allah. That happens when Allah wants to show the world something. It won't happen because of you and me. If you want a good harvest, you have to plant. If you want a good marriage, you have to first find the right person and then invest in that. Part of that investment is to take, I'm trying to think of something which has more than four letters to describe what we have to take. What you have to take, right? From that spouse, you have to take something which, as I said, try to find something which has more than four letters in it. There is no other way, believe me. There is no other way. If you have in this mind of yours that you are going to marry this man or this woman who is complete, you know, absolute essence of goodness, then think of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam not only had problems with him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran. In Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you don't like to be the wives of my Nabi, I will tell him to let you go. And I will give him better than you. Something as serious as that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept himself away for a month from all his wives. So if you think that it, because you are such a wonderful human being and I agree with you, but I'm not married to you, so it doesn't matter to me. And he said, but why does my wife have a problem? Then ask me, let me answer for me the question, why did the wife of the Rasul have a problem with him? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah told us this. This is not my imagination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us this happened. Investment mentality. If you want to do well at your work, you have to go and spend time and money and energy in that work. If you want your shop to do well, you have to go in the morning and open the shop at the correct time. You can't say, today I'm feeling lazy, I'll open at 10 o'clock, tomorrow something else happens, I open Monday, I don't open Monday. People like to talk about China and why Chinese businesses are successful. I'll tell you a true story, because I have clients. One of my clients makes air turbines, you know, the big windmills. So they build air turbines. So where do they source those turbine blades? The blade is longer than this budget. So where do you think they source it from? China. So the guy tells me, we had ordered these blades and they were supposed to come. And we know these guys, they deliver. If they tell you they are delivering on the 9th of November, you can bet your last dollar in your pocket that on the 9th of November, come hell or high water, that blade will be standing in front of your house. Simple as that. So they said, in that particular case, they said, we, for whatever reason, this is in India. So he said, we were delayed in the construction, the civil works part of the process. Because they had to build the whole big foundation and put that big pole and all that, right? So they said, we got delayed with that. So our problem was now a whole bunch, it's not one blade, the whole bunch, it's a whole field of, windmills. So he said the whole bunch of blades are going to be delivered, then we have to store them, which costs a lot of money. So he said somebody had this bright idea that they will go to China and tell them that they have a problem with the specs they sent and change the specs. People are smart. They try. Or they think they are smart. So they change the specs. So now they have to redo. It will delay them and that will match with our. So they said, we went. And not only he said, did we go, but we went to one of our other clients whose facility was in some remote boondocks place. I mean, it was like not in the town or not in Shanghai or something, it is better. So he said they went into the remote place and from there they called his company and they said, look, we got a problem, we need to talk to your engineer, so send your engineers. Where are you? We are in this place. They said, okay. Engineer will be there at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. They said, okay. They said, 8 a.m. We see this woman. She must be, the man says, she's at least 7 months pregnant. She's got a big baby like this. This factory was on top of a hill. And for whatever reason, there was no car or said something. She is walking up that hill. She stops every little while. She's panting. Obviously, she is in difficulty, but she comes on top. Once she gets there, there's no place to sit, so she sat down on the floor. She pulled out her laptop, she put it there, she opened the CAD/CAM design thing. She said, here is the blade, tell me what you want. So now these people are there, they're telling her, we want this change, this change. No problem, whatever you say, right? You want this blade to make coffee for you, this blade will make coffee for you. You want this blade to fly, it will fly. Whatever, you tell us. So once they did all that, she pulls out a portable printer, connects it, prints out, gives it to them, says, sign here. So they sign. Say, when will you deliver? Same date.
Inna lila, indeed. Same date.
So these guys, are saying, for God's sake, we went all this way for nothing. Investment mentality. You build a global reputation for a manufacturer by delivering world-class products on time, consistently. A. Abundance mentality. Sharing. Believe me, in my life, I have practiced this throughout my life. I'm in the consulting business. My raw material, my product is all in my head. What I produce, every document, every PowerPoint, every book is original material. It has actually a dollar value. Right? I can take all my material and get it evaluated, there will be a dollar value. But throughout my life, I have shared my material, I have shared my designs freely with anyone who wants. Whoever asks me, I give it to them. Many of my consultant friends, who are my friends, but also obviously they are, you know, business, they are not, I'm trying to find a nice word for it. They're not opponents or competitors in a way, right? Okay. They tell me, you are giving away your original material. If you go to Bill Gates and say, you own Microsoft, give me a laptop, he won't give it to you. You got to buy it. You give it free. What sense does it make? I said, it makes sense to me. Because throughout my life, I have given, and Allah has provided me from sources I could not imagine. And second thing is, people I give it to, come back to me with their value addition on it. So I give Marwan something, Marwan come will, not that I'm saying, I'm giving you, give. I give it to him, I forget about it. 6 months later, he comes to me, he says, you know, Sheikh, I was looking at this thing, and this is my understanding on this, this is the insight I got with this, alhamdulillah. That's value addition for me. And this has happened to me many, many times. Many times. Abundance mentality. Share. Whatever Allah gave you, share. Like somebody said, don't go to your grave full of stuff. Go to your grave empty. Whatever Allah gave you, give it back. Share with everybody. Go to your grave. What's the point? If I go to my grave with all my knowledge in my head, the worms will eat it. I mean, what's the good of that? Makes no sense, no? I mean, instead of that, I share it with everyone. Then alhamdulillah, I have people making dua for me. I have people who are benefiting from it. That is sadaqa jariya for me. Why would I not share? Abundance mentality. And the last one, and probably the most important, is discipline. Very simple definition. Discipline is to do what must be done, whether you like it or not. Discipline has nothing to do with I like it, I don't like it, I'm feeling tired, it's not my mood. No. If I am alive, it will happen. The only way that will not happen is if I am either dead or I am, may Allah protect me and you, I am lying in some hospital in the bed. Otherwise, if I give you my word, this will happen, you can go to sleep, it will happen. That is the meaning of discipline. That is the meaning of discipline. Discipline is to do what needs to be done, what must be done, irrespective, whether you like it or not. Can I tell myself when I tell people, discipline begins with making your bed. As soon as you get up in the morning, make your bed. Clean, neat. Your bed must be like a, you know, like a tabletop. Not a wrinkle. As if somebody freshly ironed it. Pillows in their place, bed, cover on top. No matter what. No matter how much of a hurry, you might be in an absolutely raging emergency, make your bed. Discipline is to get up at least 1 hour before the time of Salatul Fajr and pray tahajjud, at least 2 rakat, if Allah gives tawfiq, pray more, but at least 2 rakat of tahajjud, no matter what. Whether you are sick, whether you are traveling, no matter what. And don't let shaitan give you, deceive you by giving you fatwas. Shaitan does this, huh? It happened to me once. I was going to South Africa. So from Hyderabad, from India. So it's a beautifully, the time of the flight is fantastic. It leaves Hyderabad at 10 p.m. So 10 p.m. means I finish my Maghrib, Isha, everything is over. I get on the plane, land in Dubai 2 a.m. I go to the lounge, and the flight from Dubai is at 4 or 5 or something like this. I land in South Africa. So I have finished my Isha and everything here, and I just have to pray Fajr on the way, or actually I think it starts after Fajr. So Fajr we pray in Dubai, and then Zohar, Asr and everything else. So not Salah time, no problem. So I landed in Dubai, and the thought came to me, let me go to the Musalla and pray 2 rakat of tahajjud. Instantly, you won't believe how far. I was laughing. Instantly, I get the second thought, you are in Safar, you are traveling. For the traveler, even the first Salah, you pray Khasar. Tahajjud is only nafil. I said, yeah, Mufti, I know who you are. I know where this waqwa is from. So I gave him a counter fatwa. I said, my fatwa is, the dua of the traveler is accepted. And if that dua is made in tahajjud, in sujood, it is accepted even more. Inshallah. Eh? Beat the fatwa with your own fatwa. This is the best. Shaitan has many ways of deceiving. Fatwas is one of them. So anytime somebody is giving you a fatwa which is likely to create trouble, you know, between brothers, some dispute and this, remember that what the statement may be correct. I don't know, I'm not disputing that, but it's coming from a bad source. The intention behind it is bad, so don't follow it. Discipline is to do what needs to be done, irrespective of anything else. These three things, believe me, you follow this, success is inevitable. You cannot possibly fail. What are those three things? Number one, investment mentality. Invest in yourself. Invest in yourself and measure it. What are your metrics? Literally measure it. Say from last year to this year, what did I learn more? And I'm not talking about your school, college, degree work. Don't take the curriculum. That's out of it. Other than that, what did I learn? In any field, what did I learn about people? What did I learn about work? What did I learn about myself? Anything you like. What did I learn? And it must be something you should be able to write it down. That's the most important thing. Documentable. The metrics of it. What did I learn? What is my investment in myself? You should be able to document that. Whichever kind of investment. I was less healthy, I'm more healthy. I was fatter, I'm thinner. I was thinner, I'm fatter. Whatever you need to do. Lose weight, gain weight, whatever, right? Investment. Track the investment. Number two, abundance mentality. Again, track that. What did I share? What did I give? To whom did I give? Don't tell them. Tell yourself and between you and Allah. And the third one is discipline. Discipline. Do what needs to be done, no matter what. No excuses. Because excuses don't change reality. This is one of the, you know, one of the many foolish things that we have been conditioned to believe. That if I give a good excuse, I'm safe. Bari uzima. No, no, you're not. Supposing, for example, if I lose my wallet, right? May Allah protect us and all our wallets. Supposing I lose my wallet, then I come and tell you, you know, I was going in this place and this happened, that happened, that happened. And Marwan says, oh, yeah, Sheikh, absolutely, you're right. You know, this is, I mean, it had to happen. Yeah, it's not your fault. Right? So I say, okay, my brother, I love you. But will the wallet come back? Wallet won't come back. Wallet will not come back. Brother, you lost your wallet, period. Khalas, gone. Goodbye. Instead of making excuses, think to yourself, first of all, how can I mitigate that damage? What have I lost? What can I do? Cancel credit cards or whatnot? Second thing is, how can I prevent that from happening again? So don't waste your time. Don't waste somebody else's time by, you know, telling them all kinds of stories. No need. You suffered a loss. Figure out why did it happen. Figure out how can I prevent that from ever happening again. Period. Done. Alhamdulillah, you have gained. That's the investment you made in yourself. So I remind myself and you, follow these rules. If you want to succeed, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu to give us khair and barakah in our lives and to help us from sources that we cannot imagine and to protect us from ourselves, from our nufus, from shaitan, and to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa barakatuh.